When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
If you dive into it, there's quite a lot of research projects happening across Wisconsin agriculture that are trying to make it more profitable or more sustainable to farm today. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and one of these projects is called Match Made in Heaven, Livestock and Crops. It's a three-year venture that aims to bring livestock back into cropping operations. The goal is to boost soil health and the farm's bottom line. A co-director of this project, Laura Payne, says they're in their second leg, which is all about surveying farmers about some of the opportunities and challenges they see in bringing livestock into the farm. She says it's easy to be a part of that through their website, but first she brings us back to how this project got started.
It's a SARE Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education grant that we received to do a regional project looking at integration of livestock back into cropping systems across the upper Midwest. It's a three-year project, and it has several buckets of work, the first one of which was the infographic, kind of helping people understand how integration can work and that it's a continuum across a bunch of different systems and figuring out the best way to make it work for your own farming system. So now we're working on a couple of other pieces of the project, one of which is a big survey that we're hoping that farmers will take some time and fill out for us in the six states of the project.
Before we dive into that survey, remind us, what are the benefits of integrating livestock into a cropping operation? Why is that something that folks should consider?
Well, there's a number of reasons why it's valuable. I think probably the reason that most people can connect to, most farmers can connect to, is soil health. And we've seen the importance of soil health and interest in soil health expand over the last several years. There are five soil health principles, four of which you can do without livestock in the system, but the fifth one is integrating livestock because of the soil health benefits it can provide through the recycling of nutrients, through livestock manure, through having options for perennial cover on the land, through pasture and forage crops, and through diversifying cropping systems with those forage crops. So the benefit of the project, we're hoping, will be to help farmers across the region, especially in states that don't have as strong a livestock production system as we do here in Wisconsin, to consider ways of integrating livestock and forages back into their systems.
There's also an economic side to this story. Can you tell me some of the benefits to a farm's bottom line in integrating livestock into their crops?
So that's one of the pieces that we're starting to work on as well. We're working on developing some case studies of individual farmers and specifically hoping to look at the economics of these systems, because these farmers think, and we feel also, that there are some synergies between systems. Most obvious, the reduction of fertilizer costs through the use of manure as a fertilizer source, diversifying your income streams so that you have multiple sources of income. So when one commodity goes down, another one might go up, and just being able to make more efficient use of crop failures or cover crops or whatever it is that you have in your system. They are more complex systems, and there are a lot of reasons why farmers have moved towards specialization. So we totally understand that these are individual choices and they need to make them based on their goals and what their system they have now is. But we're encouraging people to relook at integrated systems and think about ways that they might be able to bring those livestock back onto the landscape.
As you talk to farms and as you look at farms for your case studies, is there diversity there, and what type of livestock can be part of the cropping system?
This could work with any class of livestock. Obviously, beef is likely to have the biggest impact, just because of the acres required and the ability to move beef cattle around. But one of our case studies is a dairy heifer raiser. He's a custom dairy heifer raiser, so he doesn't own the cattle. He doesn't milk cows, but he brings dairy heifers onto his land to import the manure and build the forage chain on his farm. And we're hoping to have some diversity across the six states, but right now the first few have been beef or dairy heifers.
Laura, remind us which states are involved in this three-year project.
So the states that are working on it are Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Missouri. And I will say that also that the project is sponsored by a group called Green Lands Blue Waters, which is based in Minnesota, and we're a partner of that here in Wisconsin.
And right now you are in the survey stage of this project. What are you asking farmers who should be getting involved in this survey, and how can they?
Yeah, so the survey is available on the Match Made in Heaven website that you can Google and find. Our goal is to survey farmers across the spectrum. So we want farmers who don't currently have livestock to hear from them, farmers who do have livestock, farmers who have only livestock. So just understanding what their goals and interests are in this area of soil health and integration, and also what the barriers are to moving forward in this area. So we're really looking at kind of crowdsourcing the innovative ideas that people have used out there to bring livestock onto their farms or manure or cover crops, and just learning what people are doing. Farmers are usually a few steps ahead of researchers, so we want to get some good ideas and be able to share them across the region.
This is the second leg of the three-year project. The third year will be field days that Match Made in Heaven Livestock and Crops will be hosting. How far along are you on planning those field days? Do you have any farms in mind?
Well, we have one in Wisconsin, and that's Ron Shep in Lodi. He's the heifer raiser I talked to before, but we're hoping to pair the field days with these case studies. So this year we're also going around and doing an in-depth interview with these six farmers, one in each state, and we'll have these written case studies to share with people at the field days. And we'll also have a summary across the farms looking at the economics and looking at the ways that they've been able to find synergies and find efficiencies by bringing livestock and crops together on their farms.
As we know, no farm is the same, but this project will result in blueprints, if you will, on how any farm could integrate livestock into their cropping operation.
That's exactly right, and that's why we chose a case study format for this piece of it, because the, you know, each individual farm is unique in terms of the site and the landscape and the soils and the farmer's goals. And these complex systems are also unique. And we're hoping to see some consistent threads in the economics across them, but we're mostly trying to highlight how each of these farmers thought about their integrated system and what unique ideas they used to develop it. And I think those stories sometimes can be more inspiring than the numbers that we get from the surveys. The numbers are important too, but the hearing a person's story and how they thought through and developed their system sometimes really helps motivate people to think about their own place and what their next steps are.
If this is something that speaks to you, you can fill out their survey at their website. It's easy to get to if you just Google Match Made in Heaven, Livestock and Crops. Laura Payne is the co-director on this new project. She says this survey is also a way of identifying what farmers' needs are and to put together resources for farm organizations to offer their members. It's all about bringing livestock into a cropping operation. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.